the membership. And we just want you to see what's going on, and we need your input. I know the church is Jesus Christ, but he has made us members of that body, and he's given us the responsibility, like he gave those in the early church, to make sure that the business is done. Right? And he's the head of the church, so we get the privilege of working with him. We're grateful for all of you that are members who are sitting in, associate members, and even the non-members. We're glad that you are here. We really are. We thank you that you feel part of the church, even though you might not officially join. You are free to get a booklet and discuss things with us. The only thing you cannot do is vote. Okay. So you're understanding that. Everybody has signed a roster, correct?
I think you'll have to correct that roster. Otherwise, your votes will come all wrong. There are people out there that are not here.
They signed.
How's against your vote?
I realize that. Since they signed, do they have to be taken as absentee votes?
Did they vote?
When
we get to that part, maybe we can make a motion or something that's.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't think that ever has to happen if people sign.
I think that's your question. We're just going here.
Yeah. Let's draw a fence mark through it.
Let's see about that. I don't know what you do about that. Okay, well, I'd like to open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this church that you have established in Wilson. And Lord, we thank you for the work that you have done through the years. And Lord, we're honored and privileged to be co-laborers together in this process. We ask for your blessing upon this meeting today. Lord, everything that is said is an honor and glory to you. And your will be accomplished here this afternoon. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we officially call the meeting to order. And the first thing on the agenda is to read the minutes of the 2000 meeting. And Rex Vaughn is the Secretary of the Board, and he's coming at this time to read the minutes. Okay, business meeting of Calvary Assembly of God, 2000. Meeting was called to order at 1:30. Present members, 33. Pastor Manuel, opening prayer. Pastor Craig discussed in June the youth went to North Dakota. In August they went 2008 trip. October the youth went to Michigan. Also how the youth appreciated people for their donations. And the youth also raised $2,000 for Speed Light. Financial report was given by Claire Shackleton and accepted. Christian Education Department Sunday School report was given by Della Lane. Della reported that the average attendance went up every month from July. Royal Rangers report was given by Tim Bonger. He had 7 boys. He also requested for help. Don Stopper had 3 boys. And Mission X report was given by Valerie Bonyard. Annette teaches rainbows starting at 3 years old. Karen teaches stars. Mentors are needed, and they're having a mother and daughter banquet. Amendments Ministries, reported by Sharon Stopper, 1999, elected new officers. I just like that, John, I hope you don't mind. He's got support. Effective Ladies Ministries. A lot of ladies should remember that. We did a bunch of stuff, fashion show, had a good time. I like the men.
We don't want to have fun.
We tried.
Or I'm saving up for my next one.
Oh, okay. We had a resolution for Fast Track. It was a new way of getting missionaries to the mission field faster. Give money to an unknown up-and-coming missionary that has been passed by the AG District Council. And discussion was made. Bob Shack was called for a vote. Tim Bonjar seconded the motion. 20 were in favor of the Fast Track. Fast Track was the goal. The board then discussed how much to give. And the minutes were read for 99. 33, election of a deacon. 33 members were present to take part in the voting. The voting took place and Lowell Burton was re-elected for another term. Pastor's report, Pastor Matt, thank all the people of the church for their time and effort in getting the new parsonage completed. Pastor then read Luke 1:17 in devotion. Pastor's vision for ministry. He also thanked Craig for his hard work and commitment to keep going with the youth. Also asked the people of the church for support and finances for expanding the church. The board will be acting as the building committee. We adjourned at 3:30. All right, we have a motion to accept the minutes. George, is there a second? Val, all in favor say aye. All right, aye. Any opposed? Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes? Other than the old business, because the things that Ryan and your business will bring up again this year. Okay, well, let's move right along to the reports. And my report is first. And I've kind of been kind of combining a devotional with my report the last couple of years, and I'd like to do it that way again this year. First of all, this year is a milestone for us in a number of ways. This is our 10th anniversary with the church. And our 11th business meeting, because when we got elected, you held off doing the first business meeting until we got here. So we've done quite a few of these business meetings, and also, as many of you helped me celebrate my 40th birthday a couple weeks ago, in just a few more weeks it's going to be Debbie's 40th birthday. And then we celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary this year, so a lot of milestones for us. And what I'd like to say, first of all, thank you for the new parsonage. And it has been a great blessing, continues to be a great blessing. Again, I would like to say that this year, thank you for all the people who had a hand in giving and working to make that dream a reality. And with the final total now is in, how much that parsonage cost us. Because of all the volunteer help, we were able to build it for $82,979.95. And it's paid in full. Isn't that great? So that has increased, of course, our personal or property value and assets, but our total net worth is higher than it's ever been. And you know, whoever thought that we could have built a parsonage like that and still, and not only be debt free, but to continue to increase in finances. God has really, really blessed us to be here. I'd like to share with you some of the rhema verses that God has given me. The verse God gave me when he called me into the ministry is Colossians chapter 1 and verse 25.
And I've used this verse on through the years. A wise pastor told me when I felt called into the ministry, he said, ask God for a rhema, ask God for a verse, because later on down the road, you might question that call. And you can always go back to a verse and say, this is the verse God gave me. And I've done that. And the verse is Colossians chapter 1 and verse 25. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And then Debbie had that printed on my cake when we celebrated my licensing and my calling into the ministry. So I've always tried to keep that verse before me. And for this reason, I put a high priority on preaching. And preaching the whole counsel of God. I try very hard to not look at just one or two topics and make that the thing that I always come back to, but rather preach the entire Word of God, the whole counsel of God. Later, God extended my vision for ministry with another rhema, this verse I shared with you last year, found in Luke chapter 1 and verse 17, where it says, and he, John the Baptist, shall go before him, that is, to go before Jesus. And John the Baptist will go in the spirit and power of Elias. And here is the ministry. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Just like John the Baptist prepared the way for the first coming of Jesus, the church has to prepare the way for the second coming of Jesus. And you notice there the ministry is threefold. Number one, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Number two, to turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. And then number three, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now, in order for this to happen, we need the double portion of that Elisha had. And I'm continuing to pray for a double portion of God's Spirit upon myself and upon you, and upon the church here at Wilson, upon this congregation. Last year, God gave me another verse, and this I used as my verse of the year. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. As a continuation of Ephesians 3:20, I said, let this year to make the prayer of Jabez mine and ours. And those of you on Wednesday nights know this verse real well, 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my host, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I believe great things are going to happen for us here in Wilson. Exactly what they are, I'm going to leave up to God. It's not even entered the heart or the imagination of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And so really, even when we dream and we vision, we're going to come short of what God really wants to accomplish. So I'm going to leave that up to him. How he blesses us and how he extends our borders, I'm just going to leave that up to him. And we're going to have to trust him in that regard. We are seeing things happen for which we are grateful. I'll take this time to welcome the new members, Brian Sammy Ewing and Mark Burton, has graduated from associate membership to adult membership status. And actually, Steve Inlow Jr. has too. He wasn't here today, but he'll be recognized as one that has now reached the plateau of adult membership and turning 18 years old. Our goal, of course, should always be to reach as many people as we can for Jesus Christ. Our average attendance last year was 96, and I believe that's probably the highest the church has ever been. I'd like to thank Pastor Craig for the great job he's doing with the youth. And, he's very cooperative, and he does whatever I ask him to do. That's how you measure a good youth pastor, that's what he's told. He's doing a great job in all areas. All departments really are doing a great job. And thank you to department heads. Thanks also to the board members, Bull Burton, Rex Vaughn, Bob Shackleton, for your service and ministry. And as I report this morning or this afternoon, I would like us to pray the prayer of Jabez. Some of you might never have done this before. Others may have read the book and have done it. Certainly those who attend on Wednesday nights have prayed this prayer. But if you have not, and even if you have, I'd like you to join me in simply reading that prayer this morning. The first prayer is for an individual blessing, and then the second prayer would be that God would bless our church and us collectively. So let's read that together, but do more than read it. Pray it from your heart. Make it a prayer. Okay, let's all say it together. Oh God, bless me indeed, and enlarge my goals, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil. And now, all together, as a church body, oh God, bless our church indeed, and enlarge our goals, and that thy hand might be with us, and that thou wouldst keep us in this place from evil. Any questions of me? Okay. Pastor Craig, can you come and share your report at this time?
Before I even start, I just want to say thanks to everyone for giving me food for the morning and helping out and teaching it. We do greatly appreciate you guys. I know that that can't be said otherwise. So, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. God truly, beyond my imagination, I've been good to my family, myself, my wife, and my child this past year. We're thankful for his many blessings. I'm thankful that God has given me a wonderful man and family to work underneath. You hear horror stories from other youth pastors, I don't have any to share. So it's just a blessing to live under. It's hard to work under someone that has such wisdom. He's older than me. Stuff breaks down, things don't go right, stuff falls out of vehicles and stuff like that. And without your prayers, things couldn't be accomplished the way that God has kind of done. And we couldn't do the things that we do without you praying for me. And I know some of you specifically pray for me individually, and I very much appreciate that. Thank you for supporting us financially as well as making things for us. Maybe you make things for us, all around with the stuff. I appreciate that very much. And stuff like that helps us minister to others. You minister to us, and through that, we're able to minister to others. So together, we work together to further the kingdom. We especially appreciate the bands that you've raised for us this past year. In the past, that was one of my most stressful times. You know, like when we plan an event, not having vehicles was the hardest thing. You know, we always had the kids, 34, and we never had vehicles. You don't know how much I appreciate those bands being able to count on that, not having to be one thing like that. So I appreciate that. Thank you for all the parents that have taken the time to bring their youth to church. inviting to all the numerous events, parents and those that drive and stuff. I appreciate you very much. And George and Gail, for playing the piano and being here to help all of us. Just to mention, you know, Kelly and my cat, James is there working on the companies, Nancy working on the trip with us. And I can't watch 40 people on my own, so I can't do it without them and other people. So I just want you to know that I appreciate you very much. Youth Ministry Department participated in some major events this past year. In August, many of us went on a mission trip to Milwaukee. We worked with Urban Ministry Center and Conway of Hope. On this trip, we had the opportunity to feed, disperse groceries, and minister to over 5,000 people. Besides mission trip, we gave 2,500 street lights, purchased vehicles, and some equipment for some of the missionaries. Other major events included taking 40 youth to convention, where many rededicated their lives to Christ and became the Holy Spirit for the first time. We hosted our own CF Bull Rally. That's where we encouraged teens to play in high school and to get Bible studies going. We currently have a consistent Bible study going in most all our area high schools, four of which were started by our own teens. More than just having youth come out, that shows me that there's growth going on within each individual to take the incentive to start a Bible study during school. Laura, any summer here?
I'm dry.
Can you hear me back there? I appreciate the teens doing that. I don't have to force them to do the Bible study. That's something that they do on their own. The drama team participated in outreach in Stillwater, the Sunday morning service in Dakota, Iowa, and they placed very high at the Fine Arts Festival. This year we're planning some other major events in July. Christy and I are taking the youth to Jamaica to do street witnessing as well as working in orphanages and infirmaries. And we set up a discipleship class and other classes to come to teens that desire to learn more and grow stronger as a man. Something separate from those youth groups. Because in youth group, we have numerous faith levels, from those that aren't saved yet to those that have been Christians, you know, basically their whole life. And it's hard to gear one way or the other. And so we've set up some essential classes to encourage those that are strong in the faith to be stronger, and those that are beginning to be able to take some baby steps and the Word of God and emotions. Also, some of the teams, which are campus missionaries, those are the ones that are starting Bible study stuff, are going on a 2-day training seminar at the True Love Lake Rally in April with Josh McDowell. I want you to know that I appreciate the opportunity to serve you. You know that there's probably other people out there that are more qualified than myself. And I understand that, and I respect the opportunity to be your servant. And in any way that I can help you or your family, I would be honored to be able to do that. And I'm excited as pastor to see what God is planning for this congregation in the future. I know that He has great plans in store for us. I can see it coming. I see it's already on its way. And we've got a glimpse of that. And I'm just excited about that. And I just pray that you would join in with us in that excitement of seeing us, see what God has in store for us. And I truly am honored to be your servant.
Anyway, any questions for Pastor Craig before he sits down? We had somebody donate or give $3,000 to the youth. However, they would like us to be able to match that. So, yeah, it was a beautiful gift. So, if you feel led to help out the youth in any way, Please feel free to do that.
And please, my
dinner. It would go, today's dinner would go. We didn't want to push make it a big fundraiser. So we just thought we'd mention it to you today.
The dinner, I mean, I could care less if you get it. I wanted to have the dinner for you guys to say thank you. But at the same time, I want you to let you know that we do have this meal going on the dream trip and we're back there. And this person that gave God not even in this church, they just see the ministry that's going on and they wanted to be part of it. So,
thanks. Claire Shackleton, come with the financial statement. Probably a little more involved than past years.
Yes, I love the new great big numbers.
Can we get a speaker?
Cute.
Or a microphone?
Income for $2,000. Tithes and offerings were $66,569.50. The sale of the old car was $65,488. Designated giving was $7,490.41. The offerings for missions were $1,060. Special speakers were $1,080.61. Pastoral reimbursements were $958.06. The Thompson estate income was $1,200, which totaled $143,846.58.
Amen.
And the total income for $2,000 plus the 1999 balance forward was $161,660.90. 2,000 expense and distribution. Missions, home missions were 900, foreign missions were $5,753.54. The new park week's construction was $24,693. Pastor Manning's salary, $24,300. Pastor Manning's social security, $2,172.02. Pastor Craig's salary, $6,550. Pastor's honorarium, I practiced that word. $1,590.28. Conferences, $450. Bible College Scholarship Fund was $3,060. Certificate of deposit, $70,000. Repairs and maintenance, $459.36. Speakers, $1,080.61. Flowers, $436.63. Church dues, $50. Insurance, $1,270. Supplies, $543.48. Designated miscellaneous, $3,986.59. Benevolence, $85.09. Camp scholarships, designated, $1,302.72. Bank charges, $12. Miscellaneous, $612. Money market, $1,200. Utilities, $7,487.04. Pew Bibles, $49.50. The keyboard was $3,600. Youth expense, van rent was $783.40. Total expense, $162,427.26. And the checking account balance, December 31st of 2000, was $17,047.96. Calvary Assembly of God, 2,800 expense sheet number 2. Calvary Assembly of God account balance sheet. Missions offerings, $1,060. Missions expense, $6,653.54. Missions transfer from general fund, $5,593.54. Arnold Thompson estate money market account is $6,936.35. was $7,436.36. College scholarship fund, $2,000 year in balance, $11,716.56. Certificate of deposit balance, $70,000. Christian Education Department, 1999 balance forward, $745.15. The income was $2,652.36. The expense, $2,351.75. The ending balance was $1,045.76. The balance in the checking account was $17,047.96. Total cash net worth, not counting the property, $107,246.64. Total liabilities, not. Wonderful.
Yeah.
General information, new cars, page 1919, expenditures, $10,901.33. 1999 expenditures was $47,510.62. 2000 expenditures, $24,693. Subtotal, $83,104.95. I'm sorry. Less reimbursements from the village for road repair, $125. Cost of the new parts page, which is paid in full, is $82,979.95. Sale of the old parts page was $74,500. Commission and settlement charges, $5,312. Credit to buyer for closing costs, $3,700. Net return to church, $65,488. This is the latest expense for the sale of the property buying and correction in 2001, which is surveying, was $2,716. Attorney fees for deed and recording, $198.63. Actual cash realized from the sale of the property, $62,573.38. If I had that one more line, I'd have to have
some drinks
water.
Any questions for Claire's? Jim?
What's the CD term?
Well, you go ahead, it's the rate, or how long we put it in for?
How long?
We put it in for 9 months.
Like the first time it was six months?
And then it's already renewed.
Yeah, it's already been renewed.
But that was in this year, so I'll show up on next year's statement. Another thing I thought somebody might ask, and that's the designated giving. If we didn't have a column for the designated giving, it went into the miscellaneous designated giving. Other than that, it's inside the other figures that are there. That's how come the two don't balance. You know, at the top, I think it says, 7,000, but down on the bottom it says only 3,900.
Any other questions? And then, Arnold Thompson account, for those of you that don't know, he left some money as well to the church, and we use that to pay off the church, our debt. Yeah, there was some left over, so we put it in the money market, and we get $100 a month yet off a land contract that he had for that. So that's where that money's coming from, and so it is in the money market. We felt that he wanted us to use that money for building upkeep and new building design. So that's why we continue to keep that in there. We also built a carport out of that. Any other questions? Understand all that?
You could say that our price and offerings are about 10,000 from last year.
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, the size and offerings were down. We're doing well. Almost don't want to show you how well we're doing. But we have, the the money for the, like, the sale of the old parsonage, we would want to use that for day-to-day expenses. You know, we would want to use that for something of lasting value. It came from property, so we'd like to put it back in the property, some kind of property or building, upkeep or addition or something like that. All right, do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report? George, is there a second? Lowell, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, same sign. Thank you, clerks. Just a charge that for your information that you can look at. And at this time, we will go to Christian Education Department, and Liddell will give the report for the Sunday School.
Harrison's report because she referred a little bit to the Christian account. But I want to break it down a little bit and tell you a little bit about Sunday School. Sunday School, most of you are familiar with, some of you may not be. I'm broken into departments. We have ages 2 to 5, which is called beginner. Kelly and Lori are the teachers there. 6 to 8 is called primary. Nancy and Annette are the teachers there. 9 to 10 are the Millers with Valerie and Nora for teachers. 11 to 13 are the preteens. Jim and Rex are the teachers there. 14 and up are the teens with Craig and Steve for teachers there. Adult class, Rich, Bill, Pastor, and Bob is always willing when needed to teach there. I just want to kind of mention some names because they aren't appreciated near enough. I'm so thankful for them. I've just been so blessed. I can't remember when I've come downstairs and found a class empty without a teacher. Because if they're not there, they have already arranged that their sub is covering and that it's well taken care of and the students have good leadership. And I'm very, very thankful for that. The Sunday School has grown. Last year, the average was in the high 60s. This year, what do you think our average attendance was? 80. 80 was our average attendance in the Sunday School. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank each of you for getting yourselves here and your children and feeling that Sunday School is a valuable item in your lives. I am so proud and thankful to you all for your giving, your good support of the Sunday School. The Sunday School has no income besides your offering. The offering you put in the envelope is the only thing that supports your Sunday School. And I'm thankful for your help in that regard. We supply the classes with literature, small materials such as crayons and glue, etc., large things such as tape players. We even stock the birthday box that we use today. Little things that people never realize where the help comes from for those things. We purchase the candy and apples for the Christmas tree. We supply the evangels you find in your mailboxes. This year we were able to purchase the Creation Seminar Series, which we were able to watch on Wednesday nights a few months ago, and which now is available and ready to be checked out in your church library downstairs. The Missionettes and Royal Rangers are included in the account with the Sunday School under the heading of Christian Ed Department. And I might say, too, I didn't have this written, but I might say, The Children's Church is included with Sunday School, and Sharon Stocker has been willing now to take the heading for the Children's Church.
Nora is the head.
She's the head. You're working with her.
Right. Annette's not.
Annette. Okay. Thank you to Nora, Sharon, and Annette. Is that right order? Okay. Okay. But thank you to all of you. I didn't want to leave the Children's Church out because that's a valuable asset to our children's education as well. Anyway, different departments, they maintain their own balances. The balance that you saw and that I will be covering again in the Christian Ed Department is a combination of three different entities. I'm very proud of the leaders of these two departments, the Missionettes and Royal Rangers, the Baumgartners, the Stompers, and Annette Inlow. They work
hard to keep your children in activities on Wednesday evenings, and they work to keep their accounts in the black through fundraisers such as annual Mother's Daughter Banquet for the Missionette and the picture sales for Royal Rangers. Their accounts are responsible for the purchase of all their materials and outing expenses. Now, the balances for the year, January 1st, 2000, the Christian Aid Department had $745.15, took in $2,652.36, had expenses of $2,351.75. As of January 1st, 2001, the Sunday school balance is $551.41. The Missionettes have a balance of $253.83. The Royal Rangers have a balance of $240.52, leaving the Christian Aid Department with a balance of $1,045.78.
Questions for Della? Thank you, Della. Sharon's talking, you have a report for Missionettes. And I don't know if we have one for Royal Rangers. Maybe Don or Tim want to say something after Sharon's done? All right. After Sharon, try to get your chance.
First of all, I want to say that I'm really, really excited about our Missionette program. It has really mushroomed and expanded, and the best thing is I think we're really ministering to young girls. I've seen some growth of girls coming more often. First of all, coming haphazardly, becoming a little bit more often, entering in, asking questions, praying, etc. And it really thrills my heart. Missionettes 2000-2001. We have 12 regular missionettes. 5 girls that come occasionally, ranging in age from 3 years to 15 years. Part of missionette is Rainbow. Boys and girls ages 3 to 5. They study units on God's family, Jesus loves me, Jesus is my best friend, kindness, praising God, and wonderfully made. Sarah Burton and Rebecca Mannon will be graduating to the Daisy class this next fall, usually graduate from August to September. Annette Enlow is the teacher right now, the sponsor. In the class of stars, we started out with 2 to 5 girls 3 years ago. Many times it was Rachel Mannon and Abby Stopper that were there. I mean, it would be many, many weeks of just those two. Now we have from 8 to 12 girls attending. Units we studied are puppetry, music, African studies, women of the New Testament, end times, cooking, introduction to our church, life of Christ, and prayer. So you can see there's some fun things, there's some basic things that we teach them, cooking in the home for young girls, and also missions and things about our church and what we believe our doctrine are. So it's not just a fun time. We do have our crafts, and the girls ask for the crafts, and we all enjoy them, and that's a big part of it. But there is Bible study, there is memorization. The Royal Rangers and Missionettes have an annual bonfire the last part of May. The Missionettes sponsor the annual mother-daughter banquet. We had 40-plus attendants, and the girls put on a talent program and puppet show. We had harps, we had singing, we had poetry read to us. We have something for all the girls. We had piano pieces. The church, the Royal Rangers and Missionettes also took advantage of the annual camp out that Bold Burton organized, and we really liked that. I really pushed my missionettes to go there because the, it's just a fun time around the campfire, singing and taking walks in the nature, and I really enjoy that downtime. But as old as I am, I don't want to do it all by myself, so I'm really, really thankful. In September, we went on a picnic to Augusta Valley Park. And in December and February, we had game nights for Christmas and Valentine's. We are ecstatic to announce that two stars will be crowned this year. Rachel Mann and Abby Stauffer have memorized 27 verses and honor step requirements. Their celebration will be this summer, August 5th. And we also are excited to announce that graduation from stars of Tiffany Burton and Sarah Inwell. We hope to expand our girls' clubs in the fall to four classes, Rainbows, Daisies, Stars, and Friends. Rainbows is the children that are 3 to 4. Daisies would be kindergartners. Stars would be grades 3, 4, and 5th grade. And Friends would be 6th, 7th, and 8th. So we would really like you to pray that we have room to put these classes in because the girls want to come. We need to have more sponsors. So if you would please pray that the Lord would bring those sponsors in to help these girls. Are there any questions? No? Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay,
well, so far everybody's reports have been a good report. Mine can be a good one. Last year I asked about it. I used a golf ball as an object lesson. I can drive a long ways, but I need somebody in the short game to help me. And only two people come to play golf with me, and that's it. I need more help. I took off, it must have been 4 or 5 months, because I could not do it all. And nobody stepped in to help. I had to go outside of this church to find somebody to help me. So that's just where I want to let you know and let you know where we stand. So there's going to be a new family starting church here, and welcome them. That's what we got.
Thanks, Dale. Done?
Oh, thanks, Dale.
You got Donna's too?
I got Donna's too. The straight arrows is for K through first grade. They have a program with Bible life application stories along with the memory verse. They've had 6 boys this year. 2 more, Daniel Mann and Nick Wong, will be in Red Rangers this fall, graduating from Rainbow. Christopher Burton, Seth Stockford, Josiah Mann, Justin Lamb will be promoted to Buckaroos. And in the older group, there's Josiah Mann, Ben Mann, Kenny Lyons, Jason Bonnegard, and Andrew Bird.
Good. Good. All those kids were all injured. Yeah. We really would like some more somebody to help Tim here. One other guy, they could still use more. And they got a lot of endurance, those older guys. They stick with it. They come up with some ideas sometimes. Not Tim, but I mean, those older Royal Rangers come up with some ideas sometimes. You're not going to blow up the church tonight, are you? Josiah, why are you taking that battery out of the car? If you can help, that would be great. Okay, anybody else? Debbie has a report for Women's Ministries, but anybody else for Christian Ed or anything? Anybody else see anything as far as that goes? Okay, Debbie.
In
January of 2000, we had a WM election. WM was elected as president, Norm Lawn was elected as vice president, and Jill Burton was elected for a 2-year term as secretary and treasurer. WM stands for Women's Ministries, and we want to put the emphasis on the ministry aspect of it. During last year, we met once a month on the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. at different ladies' houses. We conduct a business meeting, and then we look at the needs of the church and how we can most effectively meet the people, the needs of the people more efficiently. We are studying the book, A Woman After God's Own Heart, and are truly enjoying what we are learning from that. I think it was one of the chapters we ended up doing like 4 times. Maybe we'll get it. But we are enjoying ourselves in that book. And anyways, I highly encourage all women to attend these monthly meetings, and as we often need to fill our cup so that we are able to give. We have the attendance between 12 and 20 ladies at each meeting. During each meeting, we also give praise and reports and testimonies and have time to lift up prayer requests, a time of women ministering to women. And then in February, we had a day there set aside for WM Day, in which we had a skit showing how we can effectively minister to all whose paths we cross, and we also had a time of special music. We saw the need of adding a new refrigerator so we could more efficiently handle the food we have for fellowship dinners and other meals. We put a request into the board, and they graciously granted our request, and we really appreciate that. Then, as an added bonus, the Lord also provided another refrigerator to replace the old one, so now we have 2 refrigerators. We're really, really thankful for that. I know it's been a big blessing to those who are preparing fellowship meals. We've got the room to store the cold food. We save canceled stamps and soup labels, which are then turned into headquarters, which they are able to sell and purchase books and Bibles for the missionaries. It might seem small and insignificant, but it's a way that each person here can help and have hands in bringing good news to all people. We have our annual Valentine's banquet with a meal catered into the church. We also brought in food for our Easter morning breakfast that the men prepare. It's a wonderful way that the women and also the men have hands in it and they're preparing. We can minister to the church as we celebrate our living Lord. Some of the ladies purchased, planted, and cultivated the annual flowers that so wonderfully decorated our grounds. We purchased a tablecloth for a table in the fellowship hall. And through the ingenuity of one of our ladies, she made a tablecloth for the 2 serving tables. And we want to thank everybody that had hand in that. Some of the ladies have donated dish towels and dishcloths, cleaning supplies and paper products for the kitchen. And it's all to help the church to be able to function more properly and more efficiently. We had 2 fundraisers. First of all, we had 2 weekends at the hot dog stand, which we made a $655.70 of profit. And we also sold men's ties for a profit of $84. We purchased an Oreck commercial vacuum cleaner to help with the cleaning of the church. We also furnished food for funerals and served a meal for them. We have baby showers for the babies, the ones added to our church. And this is a few of the ways that we can minister to others and rejoice with those who rejoice and be able to weep with those who do weep. I think the highlight of our year was last year's WM conference, which we held in May. We had 44 ladies come to the conference in Eau Claire. There we had a time of shopping, we had a fashion show, a banquet, a Bible study, and a special speaker. It was a wonderful time of drawing closer to one another and also with our Lord. In August, we have our annual WM picnic in which the whole family gets together at one of the ladies' homes, and that's the whole time where the whole church can actually join in with the WMs. In November, we had our election, so the new president to take over in January of 2001. Norm Wan was elected as president, Sharon Stocker as vice president, and Jill Burton is filling her 2-year term as secretary treasurer. In December, we have our annual Christmas party, in which we all bring treats to share. We also have our revealing and exchange of secrets out.
Anybody have any questions on women's ministry?
What about men's ministry?
We haven't had a men's ministry.
Haiti for, I don't know how long. That's a good, that would be a good ministry for somebody to start up.
Oh, we've been with another ministry last
year. Yeah, none of us. Tim went, right? We need somebody to pick that up.
I'll find the hotel you guys can pick up the stores to shop in.
Yeah. And we have seriously considered letting the women plan a retreat for us. Or
Pastor can do the passion show.
I'm too old for that.
Good thing for somebody to pick up. And it would be nice to have a minute. I don't know what you would call it. Get away. Meet somebody.
The district has a men's advance, and we have gone to that in the past. Yeah, the men advance and women retreat. And, you know, we probably will do that next year. To be honest with you, the men's advance, we kind of relied upon Lowell for that. When Lowell's gone, we've gone. But when he hasn't gone, we haven't gone. So he's kind of been the instigator. And Mark was in wrestling, and so it just happened that there's a conflict. So, but Lowell's all done with boys wrestling.
So
February. Mark the third Friday and Saturday in February on your calendar. And that'll be as it may. Okay, moving on to business.
Action?
Yes.
I just want to comment that I enjoyed the inspiration that Rex Vaughn spearheaded.
Thank you, Rex. Yes. Good job, Rex. Good. Find another one soon. All right. We have just a couple of things for business. We really don't have any new business to discuss. We have a couple of things from last year. First of all, the Fast Track Missions Program. The district has never sent us a pledge form. After we are willing to be involved in it and said so, they have not sent us a pledge form, so we have not actually gone ahead with that. As soon as we get a pledge form, the board will follow through on that. We had decided to start off by promising $20 a month and see how it went, because the decision was left up to the board on how much we would pledge. And we decided we would just try $20 a month and see if we ever saw these missionaries or not. And if we did, then we would increase our support. And actually, those, I have new pictures. Those are outdated, and we have increased our missions giving considerably since some of those are up there, and we have many more missionaries. We have a few more missionaries now. And also, we have not went over our missions budget this year, but we are hoping that Julie Brogdon's cousin, Dickie, would be with us, and the possibility of adding another missionary there. Unfortunately, he got called back to Sudan, and it's not going to be with us anymore. So we are still considering other missionaries. And we have made a practice on the board that when these missionaries visit us, we've increased their giving, simply because we know that we are important to them. And so we have done that. And when you see the missions plaques and things on the back there, those that have gone up are missionaries that have visited us. If they have stayed the same, they're missionaries that have not visited. And so that's just the way of our thanking them for thinking about us and visiting us when they are home. I know Nancy Bifford will be home this fall, and so we look forward to having her with us again. And she's the only missionary I'm aware of that's coming home this year of missionaries we support. The Headmans were with us last year, as you know, and they changed fields from
Portugal to Spain. Paraguay. Paraguay to Spain. They're back over there. And they have asked that we pray. They're in the time of fasting and praying right now. They're on a 40-day fast and prayer for Spain. They have, wherever the heavens have went, they have just blossomed. They're having a little difficulty in Spain. So they're asking for our prayers. Okay, so we're going to the other order of business, well, I don't know really what to say about this. It was up to the church board to come up with some ideas for expansion and addition. We have not done anything, and I really don't know where to go from here. I don't know what we should be looking at. I don't know if we should be looking at adding classrooms. I don't know if we should be looking at adding to the fellowship hall. I don't know if we should be looking at expanding the sanctuary. I guess as your pastor, I'm asking for your some of your ideas and direction. Where do you want the board to go with this? All the above. It's a very difficult thing because as I look around, I see different needs. I know the Sunday school rooms are crowded. We don't have academy elective classes. We used to like to do like Growing Kids God's Way again. And some new Converse classes. We just haven't had the space to be able to do that. I know Brother Rangers and Missionettes need space. But they've also been meeting in the fellowship hall itself on Wednesday nights. So I know that's an area of concern. I know bathrooms are an area of concern. When you look at it, it almost seems overwhelming, the number of things that we do need expanding. So just throwing it out for discussion for you guys. Sharon?
Missionettes have two rooms this year, and Raw Rangers have two rooms. And the way Don wants to go, he wants to expand, have an extra room for Raw Rangers. And I don't know what Tim wants to do. He wants just one room for all his guys.
So we're doing one outside.
But that would be three rooms for Raw Rangers, and it would be four rooms for Missionettes, then seven. And we're filling all those rooms already downstairs. So that means we're going to be three short. I thought about using the nursery for possibly one of them on Wednesday night, and I have no idea if we could get what we could do. The adult Bible study is just wonderfully getting larger. It's really nice, and I don't think they would fit in any Sunday school rooms. Now they need the space in the main fellowship hall.
Yeah, we do. It'll be interesting how it plays out this week. I have a video. I don't know how that's going to work out. Bye. Gallery's good. Mary?
Would it be possible that the room division partition be folding the door downstairs in the some kind of partition curtain?
Well, you need a place to go with them too when you don't need them. So that's a problem. You know, anything you put up is taking up space. And when it's not being used, it takes up space. So you have to have space for it to go. And so there's got to be provision for that space somewhere.
The fellowship hall is getting too small.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the fellowship hall is crowded. And sometimes our sanctuary. Most of the time it's fine. Just today we had 121. We sit 128 in here. That's what they people achieved.
There was 121 today, but there was 12 in the basement.
There's 12 in the basement.
Of that 122.
So we averaged 96. Okay, so you're aware of what our average was for last year. And a few times we did over 120. But our attendance is best during the winter, of course, from October through February, our attendance has been best. From our time, it's sporadic. Sharon?
One thing about room divisions downstairs, if you have rooms behind other rooms, then children are coming through those rooms to get to the bathroom, etc. And it is really hard when I had my missionettes out in the main fellowship hall, you know, the constant traffic back and forth. And it's hard to keep the girls' attention on a specific Bible story or, you know, item that I want to really tell them about. And might be very the most important part. And then it seems like some kids come through and then they're all looking. And to me, I can see room divisions would be a good, you know, a start, but to me it's not perfect.
I've got a temporary idea. Maybe, you know, with youth services one night and the adults and the kids another, instead of doing it all on a Wednesday night. You know, to start out, I'm not saying that's a permanent, you know, solution, but it may be a temporary to help out right now.
That's true.
A couple of things have come to my mind, and I promised to do some drawing, but I don't have the name of Vigory. But we have a wall on the back side here, the east side, that's bad. That needs to be replaced whatever we do, that wall has to do. And I think that there's a way that we can push that out, push that corner out, and push this end out. Instead of building a new building, we would expand this building two ways. Well, this was built, that's got a truss up there, so that wall is ready to go. You don't have to do anything to save the roof. You take that wall out of there and move on. Over here, we would have to go out quite a ways and push the tape around the ceiling and maintain that paper and solid property. So we could go out over about 12 feet. I guess if you think more.
I have no idea. I've never went out and taped it.
I didn't tape it either, but you've got a high ceiling. And you're going to get down to a 7.5-foot ceiling if you go up all the way.
Well, if we ever build onto a sanctuary, I know we need a taller ceiling than actually even what we got if we ever built on it. So going out there 12-foot isn't really going to help, you know.
Well, I disagree with it helping. I won't say that it's the final answer. But you have two stories.
Right.
And you would have a view of the platform and so on. Even if you didn't go on it.
Yeah. Personally, I'm Bob, have agreed in the past that going out that way would be the simplest, cheapest, and easiest. You know.
But it wouldn't solve Hoyer or Gallery?
No, but you're right. We're crowded in every area of the church.
That's why I'm not here.
You know, I mean, it isn't just the sanctuary. And actually, most Sundays we can get by in here, but there's those Sundays we can't get by.
But this was something that was almost fully in the building.
Yeah.
Things
are
almost okay until you let service out. Maybe you should let it on a few at a time.
Well, these two are all stronger.
Not for sanctuary, but for classrooms and bathrooms. I got the point I'd like to make is we were going to hold a parsonage for several years. But we didn't do it. And if we did not, we'd still be making payments for the last year. We didn't do that. We didn't pay interest. We put the parsonage in as we could do it. We've got money enough to do about whatever we need to do here, I think. Because we waited until the time was right. I don't think that's very long. I don't think it takes much waiting. I think we're kind of ready to do something. But I think that rushing into something is quite often a problem.
Whatever we do, we've got to have a good plan that brings the whole church together, too, so it doesn't look piecemeal or whatever.
And I'm not saying I've got an idea. When we built a parsonage, I have ideas, you know, because it's more my expertise. But churches are my expertise. And I don't know, I wish somebody that did have ideas would come and speak up, you know, or at least put it down on paper, because I personally don't have the ideas.
Because could we take, like you said, take the church that way and take a dormer this way?
Right.
Take a dormer off this way, add as many feet off this way as you need, but leave this wall here, leave the basement wall the way to dig it out, add a new wall, you know, whatever you have to do down there to fix that, add a new basement that way. You know, and then you'd have your dormer system going that way, so this sanctuary is safe, sir.
The courtrooms over there, and
I'm not for trailer houses, but schools, when they want to expand, sometimes they bring in a temporary modular home and have the youth or the Royal Rangers or education department all in front, and then sell it again when you don't need it. And in fact, that might even be good for when you're remodeling out here and digging out, put all of them out there.
Well, I would like to, personally, if we remodel, I would like to have the littlest intrusion on our services we possibly could have.
No point wasting
money on it. Mark and
If you're going to build that way, the rooms you build need to be big enough to accommodate. Like we said on Wednesday night, you've got a big group for the adult Bible study, and then we've got a big youth group. So either you have to switch nights with youth group in order to accommodate for that, or the rooms you build out this way would have to be big enough to have a large number of people. Because we've got 40 people coming to youth group, and it's growing at a rapid pace. What's going to be... And I mean, you said the adults are growing. Where are you going to put that? We don't need a room big enough in order to count it.
Yes, if you think about it, me as a family, I am already running too many nights a week for Ryan. And I think it should be all one night.
I'm not saying you should switch them. I don't want to.
They're just saying it's temporary. So I'm not in favor of that either. I'm not in favor of going to two services. Because I think if we lose what the church is built on, we lose the strength of the church.
Exactly. The family is not together anymore. It's just one's running this way, one's running that way, and you never do.
Yeah.
No. Question.
Yes.
If they go that way with the basement as well, what will that do? Will it make the existing rooms twice as big, like larger that way, but it'll still be the same room, only twice as big? Is that what you mean?
I don't think it is.
Well, how will you get to those rooms then that are in the new building?
Let me say one thing. This floor system needs that wall, it needs that wall, and it needs a classroom divider wall. Those cannot be removed, no matter what. You know, you can cut a doorway through this basement to get to another area or something to that nature, but you cannot remove that basement wall, or the classroom divider wall. No matter what we do, we cannot touch that.
When you hit the body steps on there, you could go that way.
Yeah, right. If we go that way 12 foot, that'll give us a lot more classrooms.
Well, if we have all the way down the left, which means we're going to figure out a way to do it.
I don't know. This is the first one. This idea has come up to me, so I have no idea. But I'm just saying that because I just was explaining that because we cannot remove those areas because that's what holds our church up.
We got the property line taken care of. Yeah. You didn't catch that. We got that taken care of. We go to the fence now.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank Bob for dealing with that, too. Yeah. We have a problem with our property line dispute over here. It weren't really a dispute, except we didn't legally own it on paper. We technically owned it because of the way the law was wrote. And Bob dealt with the attorney and the other person that was the legal owner. And they transferred the property to us without any fees whatsoever, except for us paying the current fees.
Okay, Rex?
All I was going to say that I think we ought to fix that wall. Try to get as many classrooms out of this entire building and build a new one right over there. Right over where? Right there.
I was going to say that all of those classrooms over there, the expanded sanctuary over there is not going to help with fellowship hall crowding during fellowship meetings. We are to the limit downstairs every Sunday a month, or first Sunday of the month.
Well, I have a couple options with that. If we build a new area on, we build a new basement under, that could be our new fellowship hall, this is the Sunday school rooms. Or if you keep this fellowship hall, you take the one wall out, it's the library, and make it bigger. Now, neither one of those two would take care of that problem for more fellowship area. Anybody else know?
Could the board figure out what that those kind of things would cost, and then find out what a new building would cost? Sometimes you find out there's issues to an old house, you end up spending just as much as you still have an old house. You could tack on additions all the way around if you still have an old house.
Well, this,
or if you build a new one, you can spend just as much and you have a mortgage on it.
This isn't an old house, per se. If we were to build a new one, we'd have to market this building to somebody that would be willing to pay for it. And here in Wilson, what's this building good for other than a church? I really don't know. It's not.
Fellowship Hall. I mean, Youth Center, Fellowship Hall, and Sanctuary. This is classroom. I mean, we have a good building here. There's no doubt about it. It isn't supporting.
They used to have this Wednesday evening, and the adults could have.
I would like to tie the two together if I could,
personally. We've heard a lot of suggestions, and I think we're going to have to stop the suggestions because 5 o'clock is pretty quick. But I think what Tim said makes more sense than what I said. And I'd like to plan for that. I'll do that out that way. Building it as a dormitory instead of a wing. Might just be able to put it out there. Incidentally, there's a question here about whether we have room. We now own the land to the other side of the trees, to the edge of the field. It's off state, it's all state.
Well, can I make a motion that we make an actual building committee, not just leave it up to the board, but the board has enough on their shoulders as it is? I know. I know the members of the board will probably be in the building committee, but if we make up a building committee and then maybe make a date for them to bring it back before the bring back 3 plans before the full church.
Everybody
did have
an idea
that's in it,
so they could all
get slipped over. Okay, that's fine. So we have a motion before us to set up a building committee, and we have a motion before us to set up a building committee and to look at possible ideas for expansion. Is that how you want to word it? Or how do you word it?
Just one thing that I would have. And now we talked a little there, he said, come back to the whole church. I think they come back to the board. The board decides what to do with the church.
Okay.
By the way, we do this.
All right, well, first of all, we have to take Nora's motion, and then we can take yours as an amendment to it. You want to amend her motion unless she wants to change her motion.
I know the board comes up with the ideas for the church and decides for the church, but I think, you know, with it being brought before the whole church like it has been, it makes it quite a difference. I mean, the ideas that have come out here would not probably have come out in the board. So I would like to see the plans brought before the whole church.
Well, before we ever built, we'd bring anything before the whole church.
But you also wanted to make it to a limited time.
I would like to see a specific date because I know last year we said we'll bring plans back, and I hope I don't sound critical.
Come on.
But you know, I.
know, is this something that we have a goal to do this year? Is this the goal, or is this just another we would like to build on?
Well, I'd like to address that a little bit. A year ago, we were growing very rapidly, you know, and our church in the last year, the growth slowed down, you know, and
I think some of that is because we didn't have lack of growth.
It could very well be.
Well, the feedback is that they weren't coming back until we had more room.
Well, I mean, I felt bad. It was one Sunday when a visiting family came and had a way up here in the second row. They never came.
Or a visiting family came one Sunday and they had split three ways.
And they had split, yeah.
People sit in three different areas. They want to come back. And they haven't been back. No.
Well, we need to put the back or maybe forget.
The problem is there is no, usually there is no empty pews right there. It would be fine if there was an empty pew and you could say just reserve the back row for visitors, but our people are taking all the pews.
There's always empty places.
We added some pews too.
There's always empty places, but there's not any empty pews.
Right. So anyway, we have Nora's motion before us, and we need a second on that, and then we can vote on that. And if you vote, and if you don't like the idea of us coming back, the board coming back, or everybody, the building committee coming back to the church, then you would have to vote Nora's idea down. And then we go with Bob's idea, where, yes, we form a building committee, but they bring it to the board instead of the church body. You understand what I'm saying?
But then the board brings it back to the church body.
Yeah. I'd be willing to amend it to that.
Well, that's what Bob said. Okay.
Okay. I'd be willing to amend it to that.
Okay.
And what means move forward, though, with putting a specific date?
No.
But, well, what's a specific date?
July 1st.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, well, don't I think we should throw a date in with this motion. I think we should throw a date in with that.
The first Sunday in July.
Oh, that's too far away.
Well, okay, can I say 3 months?
I know that we're not going to build it this year. I know what everybody's doing would probably do next year. But it's time to plan to get something. But I know that there's no way we're going to build this year anymore than I can see.
All right. What was the name?
Well, I was thinking we usually have our annual church picnic, but the first weekend in July. And if we could bring the plans to that picnic and mull over it, just people hang around.
The Lacey's got an idea, though, that if we want to get started on this, it's almost going to be too late by July. To do it this year, this summer.
Well, I don't think it'll be like Will said too. There's no way we can get it going this year.
That's all the faster we get
okay.
Several different plans ready at that time.
Oh, yeah, it is. But that's why you're
doing it. If you plan to write a plan, and something is not all detailed, you aren't going to do it in a matter of minutes or days. Once we come up with something we approve, then the engineer's got to get a hold of it to make it legal. That'll take some time.
I would say ideas. I would like to come back even before that with just ideas rather than a plan. Because you're going to have to come up with ideas and then come up with
We don't see some deadlines. Next year, this time, we'll be sitting over the same time.
We have to meet more codes than we would in the residential state. That has to deal with state and engineers. It's not something that we can just draw up and say, here we go, let's build this. We have to make sure everything is cool.
No, I realize.
There's one other
thing. I know you realize that.
There's one other thing here. Maybe George, being he's retired, would be glad to supervise this. but this year, I know personally that I would not be able to deal with it. I took care of the parsonage, but I would be glad to do a church, you know, and supervise it. But I know this year I cannot.
Well, this doesn't mean we can't do the plans.
This doesn't mean we can't do the plans, and it doesn't.
Yes. Right.
And we don't know how involved this is going to be yet.
Right.
Okay. Right? Sure.
So could we say ideas by July 1st?
Yeah.
And having them going to an architect or whoever you need to go to, by maybe October 1st, and then if we've got ready to vote by after October 1st to November 1st, then come spring in 2002, we would be ready to build. And then it would give us a lot more time to say, do we do it or don't we do it? But we still need, no, go ahead.
One thing is for sure, if we get plans through an architect, we're going to build. We're not going to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, maybe more on an architectural design and not use it. So I think we better decide long before we start, you know, spending out money like that.
Okay. If we don't do something, it's just going to sit here.
We got to do something.
It's just going to grow stagnant and rot. I mean, there's got to be a provision to grow, or it's going to die. It's going to be constrained and it's going to die. That's my thoughts on it. That's my feeling about it.
I think I'd call for the question.
Okay. Question before us. A question was voted on a motion that to form a committee, the building committee, and to report back July, first Sunday of July with ideas. Expansion.
Can we put tentative
plans? Tentative plans. Okay, well, first let's vote on that, and then we will form the committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed, same sign? Okay, then that, you got that motion down there, Rex?
Did we have a second on that motion?
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
For a second. Okay, now we need to come up with a building committee. I have an idea here that we might want to change around and do the election before we form the building committee, just in case. I understand you want the board on the committee, building committee. Maybe, let me put it this way to you, running nominated
for. Did you say that you want the board on the committee?
I think they want the board.
I said that I assume that the members of the board would be part of this.
I think the board is the final.
That's what I
thought. Yeah, the board is on the committee with a few elections. But here's my thinking. Nominated for the board members this year, Bob Chappell, he's the incumbent. He's present board member, and Don Stauffer and Stephen Lowe, all those three were nominated and have agreed to run. Now, I was wondering if you wanted to vote on Deacon just in case, so you would know which one of the board members is going to be on the building committee. In case there's another one of those three that don't get to be elected Deacon, but you would want them on the committee as well. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So would you like to go right to the election before we come back? Alright. Alright, you have a ballot then.
There was a motion.
Yes, a motion. Yes, there is. Yes. We have a ballot. But there is a motion. The church board has made a motion that for this election only, the first ballot is an elimination ballot. Unless there is a tie in the election. An election has to do with the majority. In simpler words, the lowest vote getter will be thrown out. Okay, will be eliminated. And we'll go with the top two. Okay, unless there is a tie, or somebody gets the majority votes on this cast.
You say Bob and what about them?
Stephen
Bob and Nancy.
Well, if the majority of votes cast, it would be 31 votes. Do that count.
So 16 votes.
16 votes are needed for an election. If somebody gets 16 votes on this, they are elected. Okay? If nobody gets 16 votes, we will eliminate the lowest vote getter. Okay, we've done that in the past.
And then we'll get
on
the second.
Then he's the second.
Yes. And Bob Chappell, Don Stauffer, and Stephen Long. So I think the board has made that motion, but we need a second. George?
Okay.
Or Claire, sorry, Claire's a better chance to vote yet.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, same sign? Okay. Let's vote for one of those three. Dallas.
Can you
like
prepare
bench features? Does everybody have a Calgary Assembly guy pen?
It'll
be spit out of the machine if you don't know the official Calgary pen.
That's three points all the way through. No jail. Let me tell you a secret.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for all three of these men and their willingness to serve. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless them and their families. And Lord, we pray that your will would be done in this as we cast these ballots, and that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Children.
Take care of both those items pretty well all on, so in the last year while on the board.
We greatly appreciate it.
And there's another thing that's not that you haven't seen yet. We have to wait for a little bit warmer weather. We just had a sign made up out there on Highway 12 to replace that old room. All right. I heard you talk about the property line. My mind was wandering. Sorry. It's hard to get old, you know.
I think you would share.
Yeah. The day I hit 40, we had that Bible study down there, and I wasn't even getting my references straight. So. Right. He must have had one of those wrong references I gave.
You know, he talked about getting old. I just can't help this, but you should share and said all the shoes. I knew her parents. I think I know before they knew each other.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that all that's left is to form a building committee. I don't know how many of you like I have.
I nominate George.
George?
I nominate Tim Crossley.
Okay.
I nominate
Bob. Well, Bork will often be.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Do we have a Bork?
Do you have any three extras?
George and Tim and Bob.
And Craig.
Craig will be on. But
anyway, if anybody has any ideas, I think they should raise their hand and volunteer.
Yes.
You know.
I would suggest that Nora as WM president and Della as Christian Education would be nice to have their input.
I think you have a way to use the ideas.
I do that.
Just the acoustic aspect of any idea.
All right. We don't want too many people until we at least get something going. And it's easier to get more people involved after you get an idea to formulate.
Unless you want a subcommittee for like the women's area. I mean, we could do that too.
No,
the power.
Well, I don't care. I'm not opposed to having any women on the committee. I don't care. Now this is not all the rest of the board's shoulders here. This is help with your ideas. I think that's probably it. Sharon?
Did Jim say he wanted to be on board?
No, he just wants us to pass the
everything he wants. Everything he wants, that's what he wants.
He wants ideas on the
all right. Well, let's close in prayer.
I want to say one thing. It's been bothering a little bit. Somebody else brought it up to me today. That's kids brought up land with musical instruments. A little bit expensive. And the other thing is brought up about animals. Somebody was really shook up about it today. And they're saying it to you folks. But it doesn't show much respect in the sanctuary. I think it should be put a stop to it. Somebody has a doctor or whatever. But I think we don't need any action on that. But I want to voice my opinion. I don't think we need to pay $3,600 and have a bunch of keys turned like it was today.
Of course, I'm not a member or anything, but I have something I'd like to just like to say. And Joe, I often see if they had any interest in it. A couple years ago, I went to a whole float in one of the parades. It was a pro-life float. And I went to the fellow's pole shed to pick it up. And then go in there and get this pathetic-looking piece of 4x8, piece of plywood strapped to a snowmobile trail. And that was their float. And I pulled, and I don't know if it's ever been pulled since. And I would like to see somebody have some interest in that. I have some blood of interest in this type of thing. A pro-life float. I'd like to see somebody, if anybody here has any interest in helping to build a float and helping to get it out in the area of parades.
It's a good idea.
You would probably want to help. There's a lot of artistic talents. You and Arlene Wade are artists.
I don't think anyone pulled.
I'm not interested in spending my Sunday morning, but I'm interested in how I know do it. I mean, I don't have Saturdays to spend it for anyone. But if you work on it, someone's got to hold it.
But there's enough people that are willing to take one Saturday out of the series. I don't know if there's enough interest in it. No, I don't know.
That's the whole problem. Everybody is waiting for somebody else to do something.
Right.
Instead of coming up and saying, I will be willing to help you, I'll be willing to do it here or there. So many people don't find that need to help out. They feel everything is for them. And they aren't willing to give up themselves.
It wouldn't have to be people just from this church either. It could be people from outside the church that would be willing to take a part, you know, but you got to build it. It's just a matter of taking out and going to the parade and pulling, you know. But I think it's a good outreach and it's a good way to get a point across. I don't know if anybody else has that opinion. I do, but it's just how I throw it up.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Pastor Craig, will you dismiss the prayer, please? Do we need a motion?
Awesome.
Okay. Everybody second.
Lord, we just thank you for the things that we've been able to discuss every day, the ways that you are growing this church and blessing us as a congregation. We just ask God that we be in your will and everything that we do, everything that we say. Pray, Lord, that we will be able to accomplish great things for you and with you. Just ask that you be with us this year as we focus on you, spend time in your presence. That's the number one thing. I need to know that you know that I was.